For years, it's been assumed the contract labor force is growing rapidly in the U.S. Today, the Labor Department poured a bucket of cold water on that notion. It released a report showing contract workers make up a slightly smaller share of the workforce than the last time the survey was done, more than a decade ago. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has this report.
The last time the U.S. government surveyed the size of the independent contractor workforce, it was 2005, before the Great Recession, and before it was possible to hail a ride with your phone. Other surveys have found growth in freelance or contract work rapidly outstripping conventional full-time employment. A recent NPR Marist poll, for example, found 20% of workers relied on contract work as their primary source of income. The Labor Department's latest data contradict these studies. It found a slight increase in the number of contract workers to 15.5 million, but it also found their share of the overall workforce actually declined slightly to 10.1%. Sam Katzen is a spokesperson for Fiverr, a marketplace for freelancers to find work.
The numbers are misleading because it doesn't really represent how work has changed since this report last came out.
A big problem, Katzen says, is the Labor Department's methodology. Even though more people work multiple jobs, the government counted only those who rely on contract work as their main income. Also, defining contract work is tricky. Some surveys use a broad definition that includes very short-term gigs. Lewis Hyman is director of the Institute for Workplace Studies at Cornell University.
It speaks to the fact that the language that we have around work hasn't really caught up with the ways in which people are working these days.
The economy might be yet another factor in the government's very different figures. The job market now is stronger than it was in 2005, which might mean employers are more likely to offer full-time positions to attract and retain talent. There is a lot of interest in the size of the contract workforce because it forms the basis for public policy. Jennifer Curry is a senior director at SAMA School, a San Francisco training program for low-income contract workers. She estimates the government left out 25 to 30 million freelancer contract workers who do some part-time work.
Without capturing those other millions of people who are doing this work on the side, it doesn't really give us the full picture. So it doesn't tell us enough about, you know, their training needs, the supports they need, the benefits that they're lacking. We definitely need to know more.
Not everyone agrees the government's latest report is misleading. Lawrence Michel is a fellow at the Economic Policy Institute.
So the whole idea that we're all becoming freelancers is just that much hype.
But Michelle does agree many more workers are using contract work to supplement their income. And that, he says, speaks to other problems in the job market.
The fact that alternative work has not grown does not diminish one iota the fact that we really need to pay attention to wage stagnation and deteriorating job quality.
There is one thing everyone does agree on. This report underscores the need for still more and better data. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.